2 weeks in a row. That's a new record, I think, right, Derek?
Yeah, but I'm not really happy about it. I still think we should go to the every 2 weeks thing because, once again, once we post the podcast, nobody talks about it. Chatter. Phone line's silent. No chatter. It's gone. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Not a good look from our listeners, but you did tell them to fuck themselves last week, so...
Nobody even commented on that. Yeah, somebody could have told me to fuck myself back.
It's probably too. They're probably too embarrassed. They're like, oh my God, I'm not going to help this kid at all.
I at least wanted somebody to just... I just wanted it back. I do things for the reaction. I don't mean them.
Yeah, you're just a terrible person. So.
Yeah, true.
I definitely don't... Maybe this week will be the true test. This will be the true test. If people like, respond, whatever, then you're just an asshole and no one likes you. But, yeah, we had a good week. We had Halloween last night. It's Wednesday night. We're recording. How about our little bet on Dodgers-Astros? Game 7 tonight. It's going on right now.
Are you watching?
I am.
I just left. I don't have it on, but I just left Pizza Place 2-0 early.
2-0 early, so... we didn't end up making a bet, but I will have bragging rights over you forever.
Forever and ever.
That's how it works, I think. If you don't too much of a pansy to actually make a bet, then I guess it's just bragging rights and I can rub your face in some dirt next time I see you.
You really try to do that every time I see you.
That's true. But I won't see you the next time I'm down in Baltimore. I'll just stay with Rob in his cool place, so that'll be sweet. All right, so we had... Halloween last night, did you go out or did you have Halloween trick-or-treaters come over or anything, or just a low-key normal night for Derek?
I live on the third floor inside of like a big like complex filled with many apartments, so it's kids are unable to get to me. If they did find their way up to my place on the third floor, I think they would deserve an entire pie. So luckily we didn't have to bake anyone anything last night. But, no, stayed in, celebrated Halloween over the weekend. I was, Squints, what's his last name? Papadoris?
Got me.
From the Sandlot?
I just knew him as Squints.
Squints, yeah.
We talked about this last week. You were probably, like, blackout for last week.
It went over really well. Like, really well. I thought I actually looked like Squints. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of people commented on that. It's really nice that you got, like, you paid your mom to, like, say a nice comment about it. So then other people, like, agreed with her and, like, oh, yeah, it does work. So it was really nice of your mom who can love you unconditionally, still somehow. It's pretty amazing by her. But, yeah, I mean, it was a really good costume. You were probably, like, the 170th person I saw with it. So real original. Got to give you
there
props.
There were three other Squinces in the bar I was in, so.
There was how many?
Three other.
Oh man, yeah. I gotta take away points for the lack of creativity and originality. So,
well, did you dress up?
No, of course not.
Bah humbug, huh?
Yep. I ain't no loser. I mean,
did you
I
at
also...
least open the door? I see you as like the type of guy that leaves a bowl of candy on his stoop.
No. I was opening the door. The kids were actually very shocked. I don't know if it was, like, my neighborhood or something, but people, every time they saw my bowl of candy, they were like, oh, nice, like, this is awesome. And I was like, what are you talking, like, I had the basics, you know, like, Snickers, Milky Way, Twix, like, Starburst and Skittles, you know, like, pretty basic lineup. And kids, like, probably, like, five or six kids were like, wow, yeah, this is awesome. And I was like, what have other people been giving you?
Well, are we eventually going to reach the point, you know, where we're starting to, like, preach health, people are being more conscious about basically everything that isn't fun when you're a kid? Are like, other houses giving out, like, sugar-free fruit snacks and stuff now? Like, are we getting to that point?
I can't imagine, but you never know. Like, I feel like any of that stuff has to cost like, a lot more money, and I don't think that people care enough to, like, spend more of their own money to hand out. You know, shitty candy to kids.
Yeah, true, true.
You know what I mean? So, that poses a good question. So, what is the worst thing that you ever received in your trick-or-treating basket? I can go first and then think of it. I it would always drive me nuts. Like, I mean, you know, the normal, like, oh, you got a toothbrush, oh, you got vegetables. Like, no one ever really did that in my neighborhood when I was growing up. It was the popcorn. When someone actually took the time to pop popcorn and then put it in a little baggie, put a little tie on it, and hand it out, I was like, you got to be kidding me with this stuff. Give me a king-size Milky Way, and I'll come back to you next year. Get the hell out of my face with wrapped up popcorn that you just popped like 20 minutes ago.
So I'm going to go along with something similar to that. I would say like one of those little bags, like airplane bags of pretzels.
Ooh, yes,
pretzels. Where it's just like, lady, you should come home and see my pantry right now. If I wanted pretzels, I got three big BJ's bags in there. Yeah. I don't want your little airplane bag that you got from flying away on work and you're stuffing it in there because you're going to be cheap on Halloween.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think one time I actually got a rice cake too, and I had never had. Like, do you know what a rice cake is? You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
So that was the first time I'd ever seen one, let alone had one. So I was like, oh, what is this? Like, it looks pretty good. And took a bite of it.
A circular Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, yeah, what, it's going to be sweet and delicious. The most dry, plain, disgusting piece of garbage I've ever eaten in my life. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Peanut butter on those things. That's terrible.
Like, why would you ever hand that out? It just makes no sense. Come on. You know that
the bigger kids question, don't want that. Was it individually wrapped? I didn't know they sold individually wrapped rice cakes.
I think it was along the same lines of they, like, packaged it themselves. So it's even crazier to, like, buy this stuff and then individually wrap it. Like, take time out of your day to wrap a rice cake to hand that out to kids. Get out of here.
That person must just close the door and just laugh every time.
Yeah, they must.
It's got to be a joke.
I mean, that's, like, I would choose an apple over that. Like, if people were handing out apples, I'd be like, oh, that's fine. Apples aren't bad. But, like, a dry, gross rice cake? Nuh-uh. Not for me.
Yeah, that's miserable. Well, do you have any? I could think of a funny Halloween story.
I think the listeners want to hear that.
Yeah, I guess it's hopefully it comes across as well via headphones or podcast. But if we knew that there was a house, like our across the street neighbors were absolute weirdos, but they handed out caramel apples, like homemade caramel apples, that's every solid time, and my dad, like, really wanted one, so it was, like, the end of the night. They were, like, the last house we were going to go to because it was right across the street, and so we go up and, like, take our two caramel apples because I'm with Jake, my little brother, and my dad was, like, just, like, ask if they have any extras, like, for yourself because you really like them because it's the end of the night. Like, they're probably not going to get any more, like, trick-or-treaters. So we go up there and we take our two, and Jake just turns around and points right at my dad who's at the bottom of the driveway and just goes, my dad wants one. We need another. And the lady's like an absolute weirdo. She was just like, yeah, I don't think we're going to have enough for him and all the kids. So no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rough go of it for your dad. So what, did he just steal one of yours?
Yeah, definitely basically ate half of one of ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Good call there, dad.
That's parenting 101 though, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Absolutely. It is very funny to see the dynamic of parents and kids on Halloween. Just, like, they'll stand back and be like, go ahead, yeah, you got it. And just, like, stand there with their bag or something. The kids will run up. And you always know what kids are, like, super polite based on the fact of how they ring the doorbell. So you have, like, you know, the sweetest, nicest kids just come up, one little ding-dong, and then they reach in, take one piece of candy, and then you have the asshole kids who are ringing the doorbell 1,000 times, knocking on the door, and you come to the door like, oh, happy Halloween, and then they just dive in and just start taking handfuls.
Crazy. Well, they're there on a business trip. They're not trying to enjoy your company.
Yeah, they're just little. I mean, I'm not trying to enjoy their company either, but, like, you know, save some for the rest of the kids, man. I don't know.
How many pieces of candy did you let each person take?
I never specified. I would always just be like, I would hand them the bowl and just let them go to town. So,
were you handing out bite-sized stuff, or was it normal?
Yeah, it was the little stuff.
Wow, you suck.
I mean, I just said I would allow them to take as much as they want, so. I prefer the bite-sized stuff as an adult now. I can't finish a full candy bar at this point. Like, if you gave me, like, a Twix, like a full, like, two thing of Twix, I don't think I could finish that. It'd be too much.
What about the Reese's? Could you finish two Reese's?
I don't think I've ever had two Reese's back-to-back in my life.
Yes, you have. That's impossible. No,
I've never purchased like a package of two giant Reese's. I always go like I could have like
giant. They're normal size.
No, I know. You're right. I'm saying like I could pop the like little ones, the little Reese's like the small.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like I could pop like 10 of those, but for some reason I just can't wrap my head around like being forced to finish. Maybe it's like the individual wrapping that I like. Just like, oh, I don't know.
You're a weirdo.
Yes, I would agree.
All right. So give us your Mount Rushmore of candies.
Mount Rushmore of candies. Halloween candies or just all candy?
Well, are there certain candies that can't be Halloween candy?
Probably not, I guess. I don't know. I'll stick to the just normal pieces of candy. All right, number one for me, Twix. Twix got to be on there.
So are you going strictly chocolate, or I can go artificial flavoring, right?
Absolutely. Any candy, chocolate candy. I think I would go the little packages of Sour Patch. Those are up there. Gotta love when you get those. Oh boy. Say Milky Way, and then Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my four. But and so why I said Halloween candy, because two of my favorite candies are a Take Five and a Fast Break, and those are just rare. You never see those out in the streets of Halloween. If you did, it was amazing, but very rare, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh. So I'm having a hard time here. I think if I'm like in the grocery store, I'm never going for like chocolate, right? I'm always going for the artificial flavoring.
I know you.
Yep. So I think I have to go Starburst first.
No surprise right. There.
Now in the chocolate game, I'm a big fan of three things. I'm not saying that these three are going to go out of the following three on my Mount Rushmore, but Crunch Bar. I love a Crunch Bar. Ooh. Three Musketeers. Nobody likes Three Musketeers,
God,
but
yeah,
I do.
That's a bad one.
And a Reese's.
Yeah.
All right? So...
If Reese's didn't make it to one of our Mount Rushmores, that would be a crime.
Yeah.
I figured you were going to put it, so I didn't want to take it.
I think we'll put the Reese's in there, and then I'm going to go Crunch, and then I would probably say the Sour Patch, but I won't copy your Mount Rushmore, so we'll go Skittles.
Okay. So you had Starburst, Skittles... Three Musketeers?
I left that one off. Reese's and Crunch.
Reese's and Crunch. All right. How do you say Reese's or Reese's?
I say Reese's.
Reese's. I think we had this conversation once before.
We're starting to overlap.
To go. Too much stuff. I think I always say Reese's just to piss everyone else off who doesn't like it. It sounds so stupid because it's obviously
so
not.
So you do say Reese's, though?
Like, I think that's how it should be said, but I think I say Reese's every time.
Gotcha.
Like the Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces, even though...
Do you like Reese's Pieces?
No, not really.
I mean, I'll eat those.
Yeah. I don't know.
Trail Mix? Did you ever get Trail Mix?
No. I actually liked Trail Mix when I was younger. But I would always go around the almonds and the cashews or whatever the hell. It was just peanuts and M&Ms. And that's it.
Do you go around the raisins?
Yeah. Maybe every once in a while throw one in, but no. But now I love all those things, like nuts and shit. I'm down.
I could go for the, I still go around the raisins.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Definitely does not surprise me. So what was your best Halloween costume as a kid? Do you remember? Or like top three?
I graduated pretty early to the, I'm going to like not really do a Halloween costume, but like, still dress up as something. So I think, I don't remember when it was, but in either, I would guess fifth or sixth grade, I started going to the, I'm going to throw on a Raiders jersey, a Raiders hat, and some Raiders sweatpants, and I'm a Raiders fan.
You're a loser.
So, I got made fun of by countless amounts of people. But, so before that, when I still dressed up, my mom made me a SpongeBob costume.
Wow.
With, like a big piece of styrofoam on the front and then on the back, and you know, it just kind of connected in the middle. Obviously, it was just like yellow, and she, you know, cut some fucking holes in it, and that was that. So, that I can remember. don't know if maybe they dressed me up with something when I was really little, but that would probably have to be the best.
Okay.
Any
other good ones?
No, because that's literally the only one I remember.
So you would just go as a Raiders fan every single time?
Yes.
That is so lame. Good Lord.
I hate Halloween. We talked about this before we started the podcast.
What do you hate about Halloween? I mean, I hate it now, but as a kid, it was
I shouldn't say I hated it. I don't like dressing up.
You dressed up as Squints now. Like, what the hell? That makes no sense. You dressed up when you're 27, you're 6 years old. How old are you, your old man?
I think I was, I didn't like to look stupid.
Yeah, you were too cool.
Now I enjoy looking stupid.
Yeah, I guess so. Too cool back when you were 12 years old, but now that you're 25, then that's when you draw the line. And you say, oh yeah, I'm cool with looking cool. without looking cool.
Look, Dan, I've looked cool for 24 years of my life, so I'm about to turn the corner.
I think I have a few pictures on my phone of times when you did not look cool, so.
Yeah, we don't talk about those days.
No, those are buried deep in there. I think my favorite costume of all time was, I was like a old-time golfer, so I had like a really ugly-ass sweater, and it was just like that weird print. What do you call it? Like Argyle. It's like Argyle on the front. So it was like straight out of that. And then I just had like a pair of sweatpants. So check that off. Comfortability. Got to wear sweatpants, but it looked good.
I was hoping you'd say you'd have the Happy Gilmore, I'd have to kick my own ass pants.
No. I was like 9. Then I had like high socks and cleats. And then to top it all off, I had the hat that you would think of that an old-time golfer would have. Like that Irish kind of, what are they, a kegel? Like a.
I have no idea what those are
like
called.
Like whatever Bruce Arians wears all the time. Kangle?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had.
The ones that make your football team really bad if you're a coach.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Those are the ones.
And then the other classic that I don't know if I ever went more than once, but I did. Like a mad scientist. Also super easy. Just like spike your hair like crazy. Put a little gray in it. Have like a mustache, fake mustache. And then put on like a white lab coat. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy done. But it looks like you tried. I don't remember. Like what did you go as in college? Because those were tough days. That is like one of the one things. That's probably the only thing that I don't miss about college is the Halloween weekend where you had to pick 3 different outfits for a weekend. And
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Jackie Moon. And I don't remember the third one. Okay. I guess there were 4.
We went out.
No, I don't know if I dressed up freshman year.
Well, I mean, so you just went as the same thing for the whole weekend.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do multiple things. Oh, I did cowboy, because then you could just wear jeans and a cowboy hat and whatever.
Okay, that's not bad. I don't remember any of my costumes.
I don't remember any of your costumes either.
The 1 year I did, I was like Jim Joyce, who was a baseball umpire. So I just had all my umpire and like I had the like crazy mustache. I grew my beard and shaved it. So that was pretty good. But no one really got it. They were just like, "Who are you?" So that was fine. But yeah,
I enjoyed. Do you remember Dan Ulacco won a costume of like the bar at Ted's, but he wasn't in Ted's, and he would have gotten like a $100 gift card or something.
Yeah, what did he go as?
He bought the Ted costume.
Yes.
The bear. It was like $100, and he bought the Ted costume.
And he won, and he didn't collect.
No.
That's the worst.
So then they were like, Ted, like, where are you? And then, like, picked the runner-up.
Oh, God, I hate to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal. Yeah. Well, another Halloween in the books. That was 2017.
Fun.
I avoided another Mischief Night. Made sure to give out. Like,
you made it out?
Made it out alive again.
Did you see any houses when you were driving to work the next day?
Didn't see it. There was a ton of teenagers out, though, who, you know, it's just those kids who just don't wear anything. They just, like, put on a mask or something stupid. And I'm just like, okay, take whatever you want. Do you want, like, my house too. Do you anything in here? You want to just come in and look around? Just keep them happy so they don't throw eggs at your house.
That's the name of the game. Those damn kids. It's funny how you get just so petrified. You're just like, I can't put up with
that. It's just a fight that you can't win. It is. It's so bad if you get in some sort of feud with a teenager because they just have no remorse whatsoever.
And you can't yell at a teenager and, like, come out of it without being like, wow, I was in the wrong here.
I feel like you definitely could. Like, if I was in a different town or whatever, I would absolutely do that. But if someone was, like, on my property and they knew where I lived and knew that they could just do whatever the hell they wanted to, yeah, you don't – that's not a battle you pick there. Like, there have been, like, probably two or three times where there have been, like, kids outside of my house, like, talking or, like, yelling loudly at, like, obscene hours of the night. And every time I'm like, just don't say anything. I know you want to, just don't say anything. Because they will egg your house and, like, key your car. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's – do you remember?
That's the Halloween talk.
Our – do you remember segment that we skipped last week. Q-Monkey Chronicles. You got anything good?
Nope.
I have two things. So – oh. Really just one, but this World Series has been killing me. Like, it is going to take years off my life. The games are just lasting so long, and I can't physically go to sleep until I watch it. Like, until the game is over, I can't sleep. So I'm staying up.
Do you do the same thing with football, or
yeah,
it's just the fact that it's the World Series?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't do that for a regular season game, but or even a playoff game. But World Series, like, because these games have been so exciting. Like, the other game, the game five was, 13-12 was the final. And it was, like, a 4.5-hour game. So it's, like, a game like that, it's, you know, one of the best games in World Series history. Like, I'm not going to sleep for that. And I don't really care about, like, it's just, like, when it's just football, it's fine. I know, like, okay, I'm going to be really tired on, like, Monday I'm not even that tired because I have slept in for the weekend. Tuesday is the day that kills me, staying up Monday Night Football. But then I go to sleep early on Tuesday night, and it's no problem. And then I'm just like, okay, back at it. Wednesday night, I still get the same amount of sleep. It's great. Then Thursday night, you know, you kind of lose some with football. But even that, it's like football's done at 11:30, so you're asleep by 12. But two or three of these games have ended at, like, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. And I'm staying up and watching that, and it is killing me. So, my whole point to this and the Q-Monkey Chronicle is I'm drinking a lot more coffee. And when you go and drink a lot more coffee, you interact more in the kitchen. I noticed that some people, they make regular coffee, but in the decaf pots. So, you know, like, decaf pots have, like, green or orange lids or whatever, blue.
Yeah, they're individually labeled.
Yeah. But people, like, they'll make coffee and, like, put the bag of coffee, like, in front of that. I don't know what to trust. I don't know. I'm so rattled by what to do. And it's like, why can't you just make it in a regular pot? There's four other regular coffee pots sitting here. Just make it in the regular pot. Why are we doing it in the decaf one? Crazy. I don't know if this coffee's going to work for me.
Do you drink decaf?
No. Never. And that's
I just bought decaf coffee for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy. Why?
Because it's weird, dude. Sometimes now at night, I, like, actually crave the taste of coffee. But absolutely, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to drink coffee after, you know, at night.
Yeah.
I won't drink coffee after, like, 4 or 5 o'clock. That's like, my cutoff.
Okay.
Is yours earlier than that?
Yeah, mine. I never really drink it. Well, now I've been drinking in the afternoon, but normally I'm just 10 o'clock in the morning, have one cup and good for the day. But yeah, recently it's been like 10 and like 2, maybe.
Your office sounds a lot like the office. Like how you have like the kitchen and like you have like the actual water cooler and like stuff like that.
Well, yeah, there's two water coolers in the kitchen and then like a little seating area with a TV. But that's about it.
And like how many people are there that use this office?
Probably like 100.
Or this kitchen.
120.
Holy shit. So there's always somebody in there.
Pretty much. pretty much.
What percentage of the 120 do you know?
I know everyone at this point. Not, like, at a talking level, but...
Yeah,
you there's like probably, like, face. Probably half of the people, if they're in there, I'll strike a conversation. And I've become a master of the, like, you know, just quick walk by, like, to kind of get out of the conversation, too. Like, Wednesday, just got to get over the hump, right? And then just walk out. Just, like, just straight up.
You have, like, your 10 lines that you're going to use on each person as you go by, and then you, like, shuffle it the next day.
Yep.
And hope that you didn't give them the same line 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they catch on that you're trying to avoid them.
Yep. And there's always people that you just don't really want to get stuck talking to. Or you just know that there's going to be a point where you're like, I have nothing more to say to you, which is totally fine. Yeah, like, I'm sure people are like that with me. They just want to hear about my nonsense.
Yeah, but you pick up on social cues. I think it's – I could talk about this for so long. I think it's incredible. This could be a part of Derek and Dan's complaints. It's absolutely insane how I can be backpedaling away from somebody and them not pick up on the social cues like, hey, man – I either don't want to talk to you or I don't have time to talk to you right now. But they continue. Sometimes even they start walking towards you. So it's like you're
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I'm totally with you. I understand what you're experiencing there because that definitely happens all the time. Just like what is going on? So.
It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Yeah, so that's my Cube Monkey Chronicle. That's just, and then it morphed into Derek's complaint. And I guess that was kind of my complaint, too, that I was just staying up in the World Series.
Isn't that like what this entire show is?
Yeah, pretty much. At least the first half.
It's just a time for you and I to kind of vent a little bit, and maybe somebody will listen to it.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah,
so.
It has been shocking. Like, normally I will get a text from at least, like, one of the Tonys or Russ or someone, but literally no one. Like, sometimes I'll go back on Facebook and there just won't be anything, and I'll be like, did I post it? Did I post it? I might have forgotten to post it. And that's just, you don't want that when you feel like you posted it and you feel like you did a good show. But no one listened, so. It is now 5-0 Astros, so... This would be a freaking wild comeback by the Dodgers. Oh, it's only the second inning, so never mind.
Did you hear about the, I guess the balls are slippery?
Yeah, for that and that they're juiced and all that good stuff.
What does that actually mean, the juiced thing?
George Springer just hit that home run. UConn, shout out. He's going to be the World Series MVP. It's pretty incredible. Basically, this was, I think the balls have been juiced all year. There have been the most home runs hit ever, and this World Series is the most home runs as well. I'm fine with it. I don't care even if they are, but in terms of the slipperiness, I don't know. I think the pitchers are just way more aware of it. They're just like, because every pitch means so much more, so they're kind of like, they feel it in their hand, they're like, this doesn't feel right, like, I need the perfect ball to throw the perfect pitch. So I think it's a little bit of a over-exaggeration, but...
So, yeah, is that our half-hour mark? Are we into football now?
Oh, yeah, we're getting to football. Transition from baseball to football. So, before we go into the recap of last week, how about the trade deadline?
The Browns thing.
The Browns thing is crazy.
It's very sad.
I think that they actually, this was a good thing for them.
Why was it a good thing? I like A.J. McCarron. I think,
dude, you've never seen A.J. McCarron play. What the hell are you talking about?
Do you like Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I don't. I don't trust him to be like a starting quarterback. I certainly wouldn't trade a second and third round pick for him.
All right. Well, when I say I like A.J. McCarron, I like him more than someone like Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, but Paxton Lynch isn't even starting. That's not the point at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. So we're talking about two people that aren't starting. But we know that one can't get a starting position. We know that A.J. McCarron came in when Andy Dalton was injured, did pretty well.
What do you mean he did pretty well? What did he do when he came in?
He didn't truly suck.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that unbelievable analysis on AJ McCarron. And it's clear to me that you know him very well and know his style, and you would have traded a second round and third round pick.
Okay, I would give AJ McCarron a start on the Browns right now. Let's say that.
Why would you trade two future round draft picks to...
What were they offering? Second round draft
picks? Second and third round was what the trade was. Second and third round pick for a quarterback who you don't know, who has not played in your system, has no experience in the NFL, to then continue to lose. They're 0-7. Their season is over. They're not going to do anything.
What did you What did you think about the Garoppolo to the Niners trade?
I mean, I still think like a second round pick is substantial, but at least for the 49ers, it's like they feel like he's the franchise quarterback, and they're in an organization that is young and can actually succeed rather than the Browns, which is a dumpster fire, and they already have three AJ McCarrons on their team. Like,
We don't know that AJ McCarron is the same as those other three people.
Okay. And
So you don't like the comments that I'm making, but I think that you're making it the same way in the other direction, on the other side of the fence.
On 49ers, are you saying?
No, I'm saying you're discounting AJ McCarron. And yeah, he could suck, but you can't say that he does suck. And that's
Like, I don't care if you trade for the second, third round pick. It's that second and third round pick is like your future. That's next year. That's like two guys that you could get next year that could help you win next year or the year after. Like, AJ McCarron isn't going to be your franchise quarterback. Well, I mean, I guess the only reason you would trade for him is
You're making assumptions. Based on the Browns' record of setting up for their future, that second and third round draft pick aren't going to be very good either.
I think that they have the potential to be better than AJ McCarron.
Okay. That's a matter of opinion.
Because I think the unproven nature of AJ McCarron and, I mean, I guess the second, third round pick will be unproven too, but they're not going to win now. So what's the point of getting another AJ McCarron on your team when you already have two and your last 15 years have been AJ McCarron's?
Yeah. Well, I think, eventually you have to find a quarterback, right? I mean, you're saying you need to draft a quarterback. A.J. McCarron's young. I mean, if they picked him up, you know, it's not like they're getting a guy who's 30 years old and has to win now. I mean, what is he, 26, 27?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Came out of college, I think, like 2 or 3 years ago, probably. So he's probably even younger than that. He might even be 25.
I feel like he won the 2011 National Championship.
Let's look it up. We have computers.
Do we? Hmm? Well, either way, I don't know. I don't think, I don't think either trade was really necessary. Ooh. I think it was more necessary for the 49ers.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, they're both kind of a dumpster fire at this point, though, right?
Yeah, they both haven't had a
win. They're both, yeah.
So.
I mean, all right, so AJ McCarron's 27.
Won the 2011 National Championship.
No, it won the 2000, he was drafted in 2014.
Okay.
So, yeah, what year did they win the national championship? I don't care. But yeah, I mean, Garoppolo is kind of the same thing. It was amazing when I heard, you know, originally that, you know, the Patriots might trade Garoppolo, and people were saying they were going to get the craziest stuff for him. You know, first round picks and maybe even more for somebody that only played, what did he play, 4 games before he got injured and Brissett came in?
2, I think.
It was only 2. Oh yeah, because Brady was suspended for 4 and then he got injured after 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that the, you know, the 49ers got a second round pick, I guess I would say that's a, is that a fair market value?
No one knows with picks. It's crazy because I think Belichick, this was a trade by Belichick. Belichick said yeah, this was my doing. They probably had a conversation with Tom Brady and was like, how much longer do you think you could realistically play? He was like, 3 years. They're like, okay, we're not going to hold on to Jimmy. And I think it's a smart move to get them. He basically admitted that they were trying to get as much as they can, which is why they haven't traded him yet. They were just trying to like hold him for a king's ransom and hope that some team offered him a first and a second for him. And I think they basically, the Browns had offered before the year a second and third round pick for Garoppolo. So I think they kind of lost a little bit, but.
I was going to say, do you think maybe even directly after he got those two starts, then moving forward once Brady was reinstated, then they probably could have gotten more for him then. You're right. I mean, his value probably went down with, you know, we haven't seen him in a year and a half.
Yeah. So we will see what happens there. The other big one, well, one of the other big ones, two other big ones, was Kelvin Benjamin to the Bills and Jay Ajayi to the Eagles. Any thoughts on those?
Kelvin Benjamin to the Bills, I think that that is, I mean, definitely big for them. I can't decide on the Bills. They just beat the Raiders, but I officially think that the Raiders suck. So I was going to text you and say I'm not doing the podcast, but I knew that that conversation would have went nowhere. Well, so.
I mean, you knew. That was actually like my most confident game this week. I actually bet on that one and should have bet more because I was just like very confident that the Bills were. Everyone was just like, the Raiders are back. Ugh. It's like Amari Cooper had one good game against the shitty Chiefs defense. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I do think, I think that the Bills in their weak division, I mean, that Kelvin Benjamin trade could be pretty big. And I mean, what are they now? 5-2?
5-2.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're on that team or a fan of the Bills and now you have Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, from an outsider's perspective, I still don't think the Bills are going to do anything, right?
I mean, they got the Jets this week. They could be sitting at 6-2.
Yeah, so they make the playoffs. But do you think, going back to that short conversation we had last week, do you think the Patriots or the Bills have a chance of going to the Super Bowl?
Of course not.
Exactly. So it's enough for the coaching staff, the players, and the fans to get excited about. But everybody knows outside of that, it ain't going to happen. Then the Jay Ajayi trade. I'm not big on running backs really changing a team. I don't really see that as like a big time trade. But the Eagles are good, regardless. Jay Ajayi probably helps, but they were good before him. So
that's true. Yeah, I think it was just kind of like a no lose situation for them. So
yeah,
they're just like, yep, we'll give you a fourth round pick for Ajayi, and hopefully Ajayi can help us and. Hopefully he's not. I'm more concerned that he's like a locker room cancer, because that's what a lot of the reports out of the Dolphins locker room said, that he just like a bad teammate. Like even in wins, he wanted more touches, blah, blah, blah. You just don't want that on an Eagles team that's rolling right now. So it doesn't seem like there will be a problem. Like, I mean, that Eagles locker room seems to be going pretty well, and to be traded to a playoff team when, you know, you were on the shitty Dolphins beforehand. You know, I think that might change his attitude.
I'm not that familiar with him as like a player. Is he a good blocking back, or is he just strictly a runner?
I mean, he's not really a good runner either. He's just like not. I think he's like an overrated running back, but I think it's just another body that's better than Wendell Smallwood for the Eagles. It's basically.
Because yeah. I was going to say, just bring in a blocking back and just give Carson Wentz more time with how it's going over there.
Well, if you bring in a blocking back, then defenses start realizing that you're not going to hand the rock off to him. And
hey, feed the hot hand, dude. Carson Wentz, that hand's hot.
He is hot right now. So yeah, before we get into that, we'll get into the Dolphins just beating or getting their shit kicked out of them by the Ravens. Shocked or not shocked?
Shocked by definitely that it was by that much. I mean, the Dolphins have been like, although. I guess, yeah, still shocked it was by that much, but I had the Ravens covering the spread that game. I think that the Dolphins suck and have always sucked, but somehow they've, like, kind of managed to stay in some games here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Atlanta. Does that show how bad Atlanta is and how much of a mess they are? You know, like,
no. Atlanta's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, they didn't have Jay Cutler either, who – was he an MVP candidate before before this?
Maybe, like, 6 years ago.
Maybe never. So, Anyway, no. Yes, I'm shocked it was by that much, but not shocked that the Ravens won. What about you?
Yeah, I was... I mean, I think I said last week, I was just shocked that they were a 3-point favorite. But basically, you know, with the home field advantage, it was a pick'em game on a neutral site. So, kind of interesting to see how badly the Ravens dominated. And that Ravens defense is not a joke. Their offense is a joke. The defense scored two touchdowns. It's not bad. It definitely helps.
The Ravens can only do one thing on offense.
Yeah.
Throw the ball deep. Just have Flacco huck it up.
Yep. And then he tried to look like Mike Vick and got his doors blown off. Cam Newton's Brain Memorial Award now be changed to, Joe Flacco's Brain Memorial Award.
That was a cheap shot.
I didn't think so. But.
He was clearly going to the ground.
Yeah, but I don't think he was, like, trying to hit him in the head. That's what I think a cheap shot is like, oh, I'm going to try to hurt this guy.
Okay, yeah.
Going down, so.
All right, so what game did you want to talk about? I interrupted you.
We talked about your Raiders, if you want to talk about them.
I really have nothing to say. I mean, the season's over. They've got to fire the entire coaching staff.
Wow.
Especially, I mean, Jack Del Rio, I feel like everyone liked him, and he looked so good. Yeah, I think, I mean, you bring this up all the time, right? They were in a bunch of close games last year, and they won all of them. So Jack Del Rio looked like a G. Like, he went for two and was just like, yeah, we'll get it on, you know what I mean? We'll win on a 2-point conversion. I mean, it was almost yet to be seen how good of a coach he actually was, with now the expectations are on him after last season, getting Derek Carr back. And for some inexplicable reason, the Raiders, the sixth-ranked offense last year, fire their offensive coordinator this year, and the new offensive coordinator brings in this new system of he wants to have Carr only be back in the pocket for less than 3 seconds. So wait, quick
they
curls.
Fired their offensive coordinator last year?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a good question, Dan. That's a really good question. So the new offensive coordinator comes in and he wants Derek Carr to do all these short curls, obviously redoes the entire offense, and I mean, who knows what else is playing into it that they're not doing well, but that's got to have something to do with it, right? So they need to, fire him, and their defense is just ass. So while we're at it, if we're firing the head coach and the offensive coordinator, let's get him out too. And, yeah, so that's what I have to say about that.
Okay. Just a little update. The Astros and Dodgers just finished the second inning, and it is 9:25. So it's going to be another late night for your boy Danny. A lot more maybe decaf coffee tomorrow.
Is there a score that you'll go to bed, knowing that they're definitely
going
to
win? No, I feel like especially with Game 7, I'll stay up just to like see the post-game stuff because I'm an idiot and a sucker for that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like if it's a team I don't like, then I never watch it, but I like the Astros, so I'd be happy for them if they won. Anyway, so game of the week?
I think I know who I'd give it to.
I think we all, we'll say it on three. if you say something different than what I'm going to say, you're an idiot. Three, right. Two, one, Seahawks.
Texans, Seahawks.
There we go.
Yep.
That game was so awesome.
Yeah, dude. I mean, who would have thought that would be such a shootout? I mean, that's pretty incredible. And I do you think the Texans are real?
I think their offense, I think Deshaun Watson's pretty good. He has the most touchdowns thrown.
Do you think he's
going to
have the
thrown for 19 touchdowns.
Do you think
he'll
have the sophomore slump?
I mean,
I know, it's crazy.
He just gets up there and slings it. It's pretty impressive. I mean, to go into the Seattle stadium and do what he did, it's pretty impressive. And that was with a pick six. And like, I think one or two more picks. So it's like, he still makes some mistakes, but the dude can throw the rock. He knows what he's doing.
Led the team in rushing, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Seahawks defense is as good as they used to be, but they certainly did not look great the other night. But they're still, best defense in the league, and he was picking them apart.
Best defense in the league, huh?
I think statistically they're the best defense in the league.
I think if I had to choose one, I think I'd choose the Vikings over.
That's fair. I think I've seen things that they're statistically the best.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, that was game. There was only two games at 4 o'clock, and you're just like, oh, this is gonna suck. But they basically only played that game on Red Zone. It was awesome.
Yep. No, definitely a good one. Anything else that you saw that you like to talk about?
So Lions Chiefs or Lions Steelers?
I was gonna bring that one up too.
That was an interesting one. I think we both were on the same side there. I think we both liked the Lions, which they easily could have covered that spread. If they had just kicked the field goal earlier in the game. So that was pretty.
Lions coming off of a bye, though, at home on national television. And the Steelers are normally pretty bad away from home. So I really thought the Lions were going to get it done.
I mean, the Steelers definitely didn't even look that good. It wasn't like they were impressive. They just, their goal line stands were unbelievable. They had two or three of them, I think, and they were very impressive. So, yeah, I mean, and Le'Veon, and Antonio's going to get his. I was definitely just surprised that they didn't. In the NFL, I feel like that early in the game, you just got to take the points. You can't be messing around. You can't get cute with it. It was still like a tie game where they're down by, like, two at that point. Just kick the field goal. I feel like it always comes back to bite you in the ass, especially when you don't have, like, a go-to play or a player who, like, you know, you don't have a Le'Veon Bell. If you have Le'Veon Bell and you're not going for it on fourth down, you're an idiot. If you have Amir Abdullah in the backfield, maybe take a second and think about that. And then we had Broncos Chiefs on Monday night. Any thoughts on that game?
Pick the Broncos. I think they were one of my locks. So
So I went 0-3 picking your picks, which were 2-1. From last week, you had New England to squeaked out a 7.5-point cover, and Philadelphia, who looked unbelievable on, I mean, it was against a terrible 49ers team, but you had them at -13.5. And I said that the only one you were going to get right was Denver, so I was 0-3.
My hell, the tides have turned.
Yep. So, yeah, and I went 1-2 with my Bucks -1.5. The Bucks literally didn't even show up against the Panthers. Pretty pathetic at home in a must-win game, so their season's over.
I liked the Panthers in that game just because I thought that, Jameis, I think he wasn't completely healthy, I don't think. And the Panthers are still fighting, I think, to be legitimate. Like, I don't think they're going to do anything, but I think the Panthers still think that they can do something. So that was a must-win game for them.
Yeah, that's fair. I just thought the Bucks at home, you know, would have showed a little bit, but nah.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. And then I had Lions, too, which they should have covered. But, it was a meh weekend of.
So now the real game of the week, though. Bengals-Colts. The Bengals really edge one out against the Colts. I think we were all excited about that close game.
Bengals are pretty ass. They stink. Andy Dalton is not a good quarterback, so maybe they should start starting.
AJ McCarron?
Yeah.
My boy.
He's probably the greatest quarterback of all time. So
probably.
How bad must it suck to, like, be traded, and then they're like, ooh, yeah, no, we didn't get it through. So now you know that they tried to trade you, and now you're just back. You're like, oh, you don't want me.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. But at this point, at least maybe he has a glimmer of hope of getting some field time, because Andy Dalton does suck.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, if their season ends, give them a shot.
Marvin Lewis out?
He's got to be, right?
I mean, how long have we been saying that?
Too many years. And then the big news, too, Zeke suspended. Who knows with that shit if he's actually going to be playing? I don't even know.
Do you really think he's that big of a factor on that team?
Yes.
You do?
I mean, we'll find out this weekend, but that you I know that the offensive line is good, but you still have to have – you can't have Alfred Morris running through there, I don't think.
Is it Alfred Morris? Is he their backup?
Yeah, it's him and McFadden.
They don't have
– They said McFadden daddy.
Yeah, he's getting pretty old now.
He must be like 100. He hasn't even, like, suited up for a game. They're like, nah, don't even bother.
I still remember when the Raiders thought he was the next big thing.
Well, for like 8 years. Every year it was like, this is his year, and then he would like pop.
He's got very weak ankles.
First game.
Yeah, very weak ankles.
Yeah, that dude was he was like the CJ Spiller too. CJ Spiller, every year was his year. And then it's like, oh, nah, he's hurt again. Popped something. Popped the hammy, he's done. Crazy with those guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some locks. You're up first this week.
Oh, boy. All right, so I'm going through the games right now.
You are in first place in our pick'em, so that's pretty impressive.
I am.
You see Rob Tyler's in dead last.
He is. He is in dead last.
I laughed out loud at that. That is.
When I checked after the 4 o'clock games last week, he was 2-4. Or I'm sorry, 2-10. So
yeah, I think he ended up 2-11.
Yeah, that's pretty ass.
Whatever he's doing, he literally just needs to start taking the opposite team that he thinks they should.
I've done that before. I truly have done that before, and it generally doesn't work out that well either.
I just need,
sometimes you're just cursed no matter what.
I just need like 1-11-2 week to get me back, because I'm like 500 every time. That just doesn't help.
Yep.
Like either one win up or one down. I just need like a domination week. But
so here's some. Is San Francisco going to start Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, he will not start for quite some time.
Okay. That was just throwing that out there, seeing what I could get back. And is anything wrong with Marcus Mariota?
No, he should be healthy at this point.
Should be healthy.
He might have like a little bit of a hitch in his hammy, but he's not questionable.
All right. I don't feel good about this week.
You don't feel good about any week.
I don't feel good about this week, and it's been working out for me so far. So my first lock is going to be the Indianapolis Colts plus 13.5 in Houston.
Okay.
All right.
Don't know if I like that.
Do you want to rate my picks right now as we go through them?
No, just go ahead.
No? Okay. I'm going to go next with the Kansas City Chiefs, a straight-up game in Dallas.
I enjoy that.
You enjoy that? You like that one? And then, lastly, I'm going to go, I like two games here.
Oh, get a bonus pick this week.
You do. I'm going to go, God, this is a trap. This is such a trap. I'm going to go Detroit -2.5 in Green Bay.
Hmm.
I do like Washington as well, +7.5 in Seattle.
Hmm. I had written down, actually wrote my picks down this time. Green Bay, 2.5. At home, coming off a bye. Like that. New Orleans, -7. I forget who they're playing.
Tampa Bay, at home.
Tampa Bay is dead. New Orleans is going to tear that defense apart. No doubt. I liked last week. I ended up betting on the Saints last week, but I knew the Bears defense is legit. I don't care what anyone says. They are legit. And it doesn't matter if they're home or away. Their defense travels. So that was pretty impressive. And they still almost covered the spread. They still ended up winning by 8. I think the Bucs are in a very similar position. Their defense, except their defense is terrible. So, like the Bucs. I know it's a divisional game, but I don't really care. And then I had Kansas City -1 as well. As my backup picks, I had Washington +7 as well. Mm-hmm. I had Houston -13. Because I think they're just going to throw all over the Colts. And then I had Atlanta +1. What do you
don't
have?
Like
it? I looked it up. I am 0-8 in the pick'em, picking the Panthers. I have not gotten one Panthers game correct.
Well, you're due.
Yeah, so I'm taking Atlanta. I feel like Atlanta, I don't think they figured it out last week, but
Wait, so you're saying you've picked Carolina every week?
No, just like
picking the game
that Carolina's in, like, and I've got it wrong every single time.
Well, I'm glad that you're picking Atlanta,
though. So, yeah, I'm picking Atlanta. I think everyone should take the Panthers. I think that's basically the message.
I am taking the Panthers.
So, I think that's why, because I hate it so much that I think it's going to win. So, my final locks are Green Bay plus 2.5 going against you, New Orleans minus 7, and Atlanta plus 1.
So, I agree with your New Orleans pick.
And that's it.
Yep.
That's fair. I like it.
And anything else before we end up here?
No. I think, we set the clocks back. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
That might help with my sleeping nonsense.
Yeah. Is it going to be really dark in the mornings now?
Yeah. And at like 4:30.
Huh?
And at like 4:30
at night. Yeah, that's ass. We don't like that.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. But is it getting cold down there yet?
Yeah, I talked about it this morning. We're officially at the point where I don't like showering in the mornings anymore because I don't like getting out of the shower because it's too cold.
Ooh, yeah. That's terrible.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that this morning. I usually don't shower in the morning, but I did today because I don't know why I did, but I think because I was cold.
Because you probably stayed up all night watching the baseball game.
Well, yeah. And then I got out and I was cold and I was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Dude, this isn't worth it.
Yeah. So.
Just don't shower, man. That's probably the way.
Yeah. No, that's definitely good. The winter, you're bundled up under stuff anyway. No one can smell you.
I agree.
So. All right. Until next week when we probably won't have a podcast because two in a row is too much for Derek. So. Yeah. Nice little wink there. All right. If we hear from you next week, that's great. I wouldn't count on it. Damn it, we didn't have a guest this time. I just realized that.
We were supposed to, too. That's on you. Yeah,
maybe next week. Maybe that's why no one's listening. We need guests.
I'll come for the guests.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll get a guest next week. If someone will freaking like our Facebook post, maybe you can come on our podcast. It's that simple. Damn it. All right. Later. Will it never be? 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 Will it never be?